Nicole, I'm feeling a bit nervous because we ate some insects. I feel like I've got butterflies in my stomach.
You know, I really can't stand it when you make insect jokes. It's very annoying to be around.
Ha ha ha.
But clubbers, Lauren wasn't joking about eating insects. That's exactly what we, I mean, what are we doing? But that is exactly what we're doing. I'm Nicole Goodman.
I'm Lauren Mishcon, and this is Self Care Club.
The advice for self-care today is endless and can be yet another overwhelming job for women.
Every episode, we trial a different self-care practice, live it to the letter for a week, and report back to you on the results.
Will it actually improve your well-being, or will it be another waste of your time? We test out self-care so you don't have to.
Welcome to Self-Care Club.
When it comes to the idea of edible insects, it's definitely hard to overcome our innate aversion to bugs. Even the idea of insects in our kitchen cupboards might disgust us. Insects repel us. We associate them with uncleanliness. Why would anybody eat them? Well, it turns out that 80% of the world's population would disagree with you on that. Edible insects are an ancient food source that's eaten by more than 2 billion people around the world today as part of their normal daily diet. The inhabitants of most parts of Asia, Africa, Australia, New Zealand, and South and Central America have included insects as a staple of their diet for generations. But despite this, relatively little is known about insects as a food source. We are aware of their nutritional value and the requirements for raising them, but are they really safe to eat? And can we get past the ick factor? Well, let's look at the facts.
Insects are full of protein.
Yep.
For example, one 3.5-ounce portion of grasshopper typically contains between 14 to 28 grams of protein.
So look.
Oh, it's so disgusting. This is about 25 to 60% of your recommended daily allowance. It's disgusting. Well, you're not going to go around eating a grasshopper. You're just not. Unless you are literally in the jungle, you are not. The same size serving of red ants, I can't even tell you the ick factor it's giving me.
Really?
Also yields, I don't like insects, about 14 grams of protein, as well as a whopping 71% of the recommended daily allowance of iron.
That's good, isn't it?
Protein is the basic building block of every part of your body. Did you know that, Lauren?
I did know that, yes.
Muscles, bones, and skin all count on protein to grow and to repair themselves. That's why athletes and bodybuilders like to make it a priority in their diets and eat a lot of it.
And you?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Do you come under athlete or bodybuilder?
I think I come under the everyday athlete.
Everyday athlete.
In my gym, we're called athletes.
I can see that in your Lululemon campaign. Hi, I'm Nicole Goodman and I'm an everyday athlete.
Everyday athlete. And now that I'm doing the high rocks, they call you an athlete.
Love
it. That's all the competitors, all the participants.
Love it.
They're actually called athletes.
Okay, super.
So protein is really important for
you. Yeah.
Shakes, vitamin supplements and protein bars are popular ways to try and fill in the protein gap. Protein paired with iron is a true power couple.
Like you and me.
Like you and me. We had a conversation the other day on text. We're on a group, you, me and someone else.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
Yeah.
And we were talking about, what were we talking about proper couples? Well, how did it come up? And I said, I had to remind you that we're actually not a proper couple. And she wasn't talking about you and me. I think she was talking about her and her husband.
Who was it? Oh, yeah, I know.
It was Michelle.
Yeah. Like she said something like a proper couple. And I said, what do you mean? We are a proper couple.
And then I wrote, actually, we're not a proper couple. And then it just went like quiet on Lauren's end. Like suddenly I'd pointed something out that she didn't realise.
To be fair, I had my hands in a chicken half the time.
Upper chicken.
The time we were having that conversation. There's protein for you.
There's a power couple for you, Lauren and a chicken. These nutrients combine to form hemoglobin, which is needed to move oxygen to your blood cells. Iron also builds your immune system and protects your body. Oh.
From anemia.
Thank you.
Global warming is one of the biggest challenges that our planet faces. The worldwide production of food is responsible for a third of all gases emitted by human activity, and the use of animals for meat causes 60% of this pollution. As the population continues to explode and supplies of available land and water diminish, the problem is only going to worsen. Some sources estimate that the world may no longer produce enough food for everyone as early as 2030 unless dramatic change happens. So, could edible insects be the future of
protein?
Well,
surely that's going to make it worse. That's going to make it worse.
No, not at all. They require a fraction of resources to grow. Insects are by far the most sustainable protein source on Earth. They require less land, less water, less feed than animal proteins. The large-scale farming and eating of insects actually offers a ray of hope. It requires so much little land and so little water use, and it provides so many nutrients that we need.
Producing a gram of beef protein uses 254 metres of land.
Yup.
Jesus, that's 1 gram of beef.
Yup.
Jesus, while a gram of insect protein needs only, are you ready for it, 18 square metres.
Yup.
So to produce the same amount of protein as animals, insects need 12 times less feed than cattle, 4 times less feed than sheep, and 50% less feed than pigs and chickens. Insects also produce 80 times less methane than cattle. With regard to water, 22,000 litres of water are needed to produce 1 kilo of beef.
I mean, that is nothing. That's like a stew for a large family. 22,000 litres of water for a kilogram of beef.
That's unbelievable.
Right.
3,500 litres are needed to produce 1 kilogram of pork, and 2,300 litres are needed to produce 1 kilo of chicken.
Yep.
But insects, they need 10 litres of water per kilogram.
Yeah. Nothing.
I know, but it's still gross. Along with the environmental benefits and the fact that they are naturally high in protein, they also contain minerals and vitamins and are rich in enzymes that contain all 9 essential amino acids vital for the body's key functions. In fact, they have 15% more iron than spinach, more vitamin B12 than salmon, significantly more calcium than milk, and more potassium than bananas. Farming them also provides a stable income to farmers in developing countries.
Come on now. The evidence is so
clear. It's astonishing. It's astonishing.
Yeah.
It's really astonishing.
Although there are over 2,000 species of edible insects in the world, only 3 species are classified and allowed to be sold.
What do you mean, come on now? What do you mean, come on now?
Come on now. It's the way forward.
I mean,
for the world.
But you're not suddenly going to go from beef to insects in your diet. You're not.
I'm not going to switch from beef to insects, but I can't deny the logic.
But I wonder how many people would make change in just knowing this. I'd like to say, yes, I'm going to change everything up and just eat insects for the rest of my life. That's not going to happen.
Probably not. But if you didn't live in the UK, it would be a much larger part of your normal diet. It wouldn't be something
what
you'd
think
insects?
About. What would
insects? Yeah. Where? All the places that we mentioned at the top of the show. Asia, Africa, Australia, New Zealand,
Asia,
South and Central
Africa,
America.
North and South America.
80% of the world's population eats insects. We're the freaks that don't. Western
That's
Europe.
Not in the song.
I'm saying we're the freaks that don't eat them. Everybody
what, just
else
in the UK?
Does. Western Europe.
How are they eating? How are they consuming them? Apart from in, say, a protein powder.
They fry them. They boil them. They put them in stir fries.
I mean,
all sorts.
It's gross.
I'm not grossed out by this.
Where are they buying them from?
They're
the supermarket.
Farmed. They are farmed.
Yeah, but are they
sustainably?
Are they then going into a supermarket so they can buy them? Are they getting them in their weekly?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Tesco shop.
Yes. Can I tell you about the only 3 that we're allowed to eat in Europe, though? They're the only ones that are sold for human consumption in Europe. You can only eat here crickets, mealworms and grasshoppers.
Oh, it's just gross. It's just gross.
And the protein powder that we tested out this week contained mealworms, which have a milder taste than the other 2 options, and they also have really good nutrient components. So any downsides to eating insects? Shall I tell you the only downside?
Yeah.
Really nothing. It's very well known that food allergies are becoming an increasing problem. Eggs and shellfish and nuts and milk used to be really benign, but now they're very common triggers for allergic reactions. And one study found that insects have the same capacity to trigger the same allergic reaction as crustaceans like shrimp and lobster. And this does make sense because insects and crustaceans are both arthropods. So if you are someone who has a shellfish allergy, you may want to steer clear of cricket flour or roasted grasshoppers. Just saying.
Okay. As insects feed on decaying matter, rotting food, animal corpses and human waste, which are full of bacteria, wild caught insects are dangerous to eat.
Yeah.
Just to let you know. What's more, there is the potential for a small amount of microbial fauna and spore-bearing bacteria to find its way into farmed bugs that we use for food. The insects need to be bred in a clean environment, and regulating the conditions in which bugs are raised is important. It's important to note, are they regulated?
Yes, they for are. Farming purposes, yeah.
Okay. It's important to note that eating insects carries a very small risk, no greater than the risk of eating meats or grains, and most experts agree that the benefits are significant enough to outweigh them.
Because you could say that about chicken, you know,
exactly the same thing. You could like be really, really, really sick if you don't cook chicken properly.
Yeah. Or if it's not raised properly, or if the chicken itself is diseased. So it's exactly the same thing. Anyway, the brand that we tested out this week is actually an insect protein powder made from mealworms. And it's called Ento. And it was founded by two women who are friends. They're called Alejandra and Danielle, who have a shared passion for entomophagy. Entomophagy, which is the human consumption of insects, and they're into healthy and sustainable living. And they created Ento to change the way protein is consumed for the good of our health and our environment. And they're also no strangers when it comes to eating bugs. One grew up in Mexico, one grew up in South Korea.
It's a huge part
of their culture.
Okay, so it's cultural and it's conditioning, isn't it? For me, it just feels very out there to eat bugs, but for someone else, it's just total normal.
Yeah, but basically, because of the impact that animal protein's having on the planet, they join together to inspire more people to give edible insects a try. And they've created this blend, which is made of mealworms, pea and brown rice protein with the lowest environmental impact possible. It comes in a cardboard tube. It's made from recycled sources. It's all recyclable. Even the powder is packaged in a compostable bag. And the mealworms inside come from an insect farm in Holland. And that's what we tried this week, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
Okay, this is my question for you.
Yeah.
What is the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
I don't do that.
What do you mean?
I don't do weird shit in my mouth. I just don't. It's just not into it.
In your life?
No, I don't think I've ever eaten anything particularly weird.
Really?
Don't think so. No. Okay. Never eaten like a frog, like a pig's ball or anything like that.
Okay, if I go down this list, these are things that people in the world eat pretty much every day.
Okay.
You get a point for every one of these that you've eaten.
What do you mean I get a point?
We both do. We're both going to get a point. Ready?
I feel like I'm going to lose. I don't Ready? Like it when I set out and I feel like I'm going to lose.
Chicken feet.
No.
I also haven't, but very popular in many Chinese restaurants. People love them. They're crunchy. Not for me.
I just can't. My dog likes a chicken foot.
Oh, really?
Oh, I can't bear it. I had someone bought them for her once. I had to chuck them away. I just couldn't.
Fried tarantula?
Oh.
They eat that in Cambodia.
Just no.
No, I haven't.
Have
done
you
that.
Done that?
No, I haven't eaten that.
Do you like weird food?
Would
you?
I'm a very non-fussy eater, so no, I will give everything
well,
a
I'm
go.
Well, I'm also a non-fussy eater, but I don't really want to eat a fried tarantula.
No, I don't want to eat that.
I don't think this is into like fussy or non-fussy eating.
Okay,
this
come
is
on,
a whole
come
different
on.
Thing.
Tuna eyeball.
No, of course I haven't eaten a
tuna. They eat that in Japan.
Eyeball.
What about snails?
Yeah, I've probably eaten snails.
I've eaten snails. I don't like them. They taste to me like chewy rubbers.
Chewy rubbers.
They are. They're really garlicky rubbers.
But snails aren't that odd.
Hello, they're an insect.
I know.
They're not that weird.
But they're more normalised.
They are not. They crawl around. They leave a slimy trail. They're in the garden.
No, but what I'm saying is that people eat snails.
That's just because you have heard of that because of France. So to you, it sounds normal, but it's just as weird as eating a mealworm.
A fried tarantula.
I would say it's in the same thing. Okay, frog's legs?
No.
I can't do it.
I don't want to eat anything of a frog.
Ollie eats them in France and they look like a chicken wing. And a few times I've gone in to do it, but I can't get the froggy bit out of my head. And then I keep thinking, what do they do with the rest of the frog?
But also that's like saying, oh, this is actually the breast of a chicken. But we don't think about
it
because we eat it every day.
For some reason, I can't do that. Octopus?
Yes, I've eaten octopus.
You know, since my octopus teacher, now I feel weird about eating
your
octopus.
Your octopus teacher? Oh,
that Netflix show.
Haven't seen it. actually thought you had an octopus teacher for a second.
I don't, but apparently they
and
are,
what are they
so intelligent, and now I feel a bit uncomfortable.
Isn't each one of their, what they're called?
Tentacles.
Tentacles is a different emotion. Is that
oh my
right?
God, I don't know, but that's made me feel even worse because I've eaten so much octopus in my life. Squid?
Yeah.
Right, squid, okay. Shark fin soup?
No.
No, that's illegal anyway. Wild boar?
Oh, so if I'd have said yes, I could have gotten myself into a lot of trouble.
The place that sold it would get into trouble.
No.
What about wild boar?
No. You?
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you, I've been on safari.
Yeah?
So
come on.
So I've eaten.
Yes.
These kinds of things.
Yes. The ones that are coming up now.
Go on.
Ostrich?
No.
Kangaroo?
No.
Crocodile?
No.
I've eaten crocodile.
What are they called? They're like
what?
Bambi.
Deer? Venison?
It's not deer.
Antelope?
It's not an antelope.
Impala.
Yes, I knew
you'd
get there.
Oh my God, love it. You ate impala?
Yeah.
Okay, tastes like venison, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Okay, and was that all right?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that we'd seen a lot of impala that day and then we were eating it was just difficult.
Okay.
And then I just think, but you're not a vegetarian, so why is this
difficult? So why do you give a shit?
Yeah.
I liked crocodile. It's a bit like meaty crab. It's like monkfish. Not fishy, but it's not meaty.
Okay.
Should it's all right.
Just, all right. Well, should we just get on with the show?
No, this is my favourite one.
What?
Cobra heart. Okay, wait for it. In Vietnam, they believe that hearts are very good to eat, so they cut out the cobra's heart and put it in a shot glass
right.
to consume while it's still beating. Come on now. Would you ever do that?
No.
Would you do it on I'm a Celeb,
Lauren,
get me out of here?
Lauren,
yeah.
I have struggled with this week. There
have
is no
you?
Way I'm eating a beating, alive cobra heart.
What about a rabbit?
No, you can't. A friend of mine once had like a real scarf made of rabbit. It's just a no.
I tell you something weird. When I was pregnant with Josh, with a third child, I've never eaten rabbit. I was 34 when I was pregnant with him. I'd never, ever touched it. And the thought of it on a menu was like, no, rabbit. No, thank you very much. I had such a craving for rabbit. I would find restaurants, Italian restaurants, where rabbit was on the menu and I would eat it and I couldn't get enough of it. There must be
something
very
high
in it. The second I wasn't pregnant anymore, the thought of giving me rabbit, or like now, I would never ever touch it. But for those 9 months, I was obsessed with it. What the fuck is that about?
Okay. Should we talk about the rest of your pregnancy or should we actually get on with the show?
That was it. I'm just saying. I've eaten some weird
also,
stuff.
Also, that's fine, but we're talking about insects.
Ever eaten an insect before?
I mean, a fly has flown into my mouth before.
Oh yeah, plenty of times. It's good protein, it's fine. I've eaten a cricket before.
It's just
crunchy.
It's just revolting.
I'm not weirded out by this.
Okay, good for you. I am very weirded out by this. I have not enjoyed this week.
Yeah, but break
Shall
it down.
We just
break
cut
it
to
down.
Summary.
Why?
It's,
you eat meat and you're happy and you cook meat.
Yeah.
Raw meat.
Yeah.
Okay.
All the time, every day.
So what? So.
I don't like insects.
Any insects.
I don't like insects. They're creepy crawlies. I don't like them. They give me the heebie-jeebies. It's all giving me a heebie-jeebies.
But if you
now.
Don't like
Doesn't
them.
Doesn't help that we've got a whole Halloween thing going on. Ooh. And it's all a bit spooky here. And I just can't.
But
I
if you don't like them, then why aren't you happy to consume them? Because I feel it's like the animals that you like that you don't want to eat. The animals you don't like, they're fine to eat.
It's not that I've got anything against them. They just creep me out a bit. I don't want them anywhere near me. I don't need them in my mouth. I don't need them in my home. I don't want them anywhere. Like, they need to just go away. I don't. Now that I understand that they take up a lot less space in the world, you know, I see the importance of them. But I just can't get my head around it.
It's just conditioning though, isn't it? If it was if you'd grown up with like crickets as your snack, as a completely normal lunchtime snack as a child, you wouldn't think anything of it.
No.
In the same way that we eat chicken and don't think anything of it.
But you might because you'd go to school with your lunchbox and everyone else would have a packet of hula hoops and you'd have some crickets and suddenly you're the weird kid at school and you've got no mates. So then you might be put off by eating insects because it's basically ruined your social life.
And then if everyone in your community ate the crickets.
I know what you
Okay,
mean.
Let me ask you one more question. This is one of our favourite questions around the dinner table. We ask it quite a lot. Let's pretend that your family on a desert island, four of you, five of you and Miley, and you're
and the moo moo, yeah.
Oh God, you're not going to like where this is going.
No,
and you're starving.
No, 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 no.
There's no fruit.
No. What are you doing?
There's no fish.
What are you,
no. In the ocean.
Why are you doing this?
You're starving to death. Would you eat Miley?
No, I wouldn't.
Would you rather die than eat Miley?
Yes, I think I would.
Would you watch the children perish rather than eat Miley? We do this around the table.
It's really dark.
Would you eat
Barker? Really weird.
I know. So I want to know what your kids would say.
She is a member of our family. It's like meeting one of my children.
But it's not, because she is a dog. And she is made of meat.
We're all made of meat.
Would you rather eat another
You're
member
really,
of the family?
Really pissing me off. Okay? You're pissing me off. Just can we just get on with the show? And so I can just stop talking about this horrible
subject.
What,
eating your dog? We've broken this down and we've come to the conclusion that, and the thing is, I thought about it this morning and I thought the trouble is absolutely
why,
no point
why
with Miley because she's so small. She'd only make a snack for four of you.
It's just so mean. It's just
Barker
so
would make
unnecessarily
a, Barker's bigger. He'd make a good couple of meals, but he's really old and I don't think he tastes so good. So I'd just wait for him to pass naturally. That's my answer.
What, and then you'd eat him? And you'd feel comfortable carrying Barker around in your
body?
No,
I wouldn't feel comfortable, but if I was starving to death.
But can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
You say it's your favourite question.
Yeah, we love to ask it around the table.
But
I love to see.
Doesn't everyone just say the same thing every
no,
time?
No, they don't.
Well, why? Or you give different scenarios?
Slightly different scenarios, yeah. Josh and Zach are like, no, never. I'd rather die. My dad refuses to answer the question. I'm not talking about this. I don't want to answer. I'm like, but dad, if you were starving, if you're actually starving. Max is like, he's a dog. Yes, I'd eat him. Yeah, seriously. You're in like silence.
Because we're talking about insect protein powder,
yeah.
Right? And now we're talking about eating our dogs if we were starving on desert island. I just think it's taken a weird turn.
It always does take a weird turn,
and
but I have
and
to
it's
know.
It's very dark,
yeah.
And it's very unnecessary, and it's very unlikely. So
I'd say it's very unlikely.
And I love my little dog with all my heart and soul. So can you just fuck off with your questioning? Because I'm not going there.
You're taking the route my dad takes then.
Just, I'm like literally fingers in ears and la 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 la.
Enough. Okay.
This episode is sponsored by Horizon Studios.
If you're travelling this year and looking for high quality, sustainable and beautifully designed luggage, then look no further than Horizon Studios, who've launched two new ranges. The RE Series, the world's most sustainable 97% recycled luggage, and now the revolutionary Air Series, the world's lightest high-end suitcase.
If you have airport anxiety, worrying about the weight of your case when it goes on those scales, then the Air Series is for you, and it is definitely for me. The Air Series pushes the boundaries of travel. Each detail is designed and engineered to combine an ultralight and durable product. It's significantly lighter than regular suitcases. Thank goodness, Lauren, that is brilliant. And it comes with a lifetime warranty because the most sustainable suitcase is the one that you only buy once. We used the cases to go to Paris and Wales last year, and as chronic overpackers, we could still wheel them around with ease.
We could. Ultra light and compact, the Air Series is made from a premium polycarbonate hard shell with reduced thickness and a recycled lining. It's 100% vegan and produced in a way that is 99% waste-free, blending design and function seamlessly. So, Nicole, you can pack those extra 5 pairs of shoes with no stress.
The entire range is available on the Horizon Studios website and in all leading department stores. Just go to www.horizon-studios.com.
Horizon Studios, let's go further.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club.
Tell me about your week eating the mealworm protein powder.
Okay.
Oh, is that it? Is that your week?
Is
that a summary? That's my week and that's my summary.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got some voice notes.
Oh, let's hear them then.
Okay, so this is my very first time in trying this Ento insect protein powder. I take protein powder every day. I just cannot think about what it is made of. Okay, I'm sure it's better for you, but I cannot. So I'm going to put it in my porridge, as I always do every morning. There's no scoop in there. That's the only thing. So I've used a scoop from my previous protein powder. I'm going to mix it in. It smells nice, actually. It smells nice. I'm just going to keep my thoughts free of insects. I'm not thinking about insects. I'm thinking about rainbows and mussels and... It's okay. A bit of a bitter aftertaste. I'm struggling to get past the insect thing. Okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Your face in that video.
I'll put that video up on Instagram.
But you did,
it just wasn't okay.
From that video, you put in a very, very large scoop. And on the packet, it says just add a tablespoon. And I think you've added at least 2.5 tablespoons in that scoop. It's a
How
big
much
scoop.
Protein is in a tablespoon?
Oh, that's a really good question. I don't know. I would need to look at the box to tell you.
Because the thing is that people that take protein powder
yep.
are usually more aware of the amount of protein that is coming in their system.
Okay.
They need to know in terms of their training of
yep.
how many grams of protein they're getting.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't read the back of the packet.
Obvs.
Right.
Yeah.
So I didn't read the leaflet. It's very nice. It's very nice.
Really
packaged,
nice.
By the way. So I didn't read any of that. And I just assumed that you would do that information for me. There was no scoop. It was really annoying.
Yeah, there's no scoop. It just says use a tablespoon. And also you're not, you put it in your porridge and then just eat it like that. You just gave it a bit of a mix. It's not really blended. So
is that normal for you? Every morning.
Right.
I have a bowl of oats.
Yeah.
And I then put a scoop of porridge in there
yeah.
and some blueberries. And that's my breakfast every morning.
Okay.
So it's like a chocolatey porridge. It's yummy.
Okay. Okay.
But that was just, it was very bitter. And maybe I put too much in, but it was very bitter.
Mm, I didn't find that.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I've got another voice note.
Okay.
Okay, I've just tried it in a protein shake. This was after the disaster of the porridge oats. And I just can't get past the legs and the insects and I feel like this is something out of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of It. I just cannot. I tried to like count so that I didn't think about it. I just can't.
I just can't.
So it's the legs.
It's the body, it's the legs, it's the arms, it's the whole.
But it's funny because it just looks like a powder. So imagine what it would be like if we'd eaten like a bag of dried crickets or something. That wouldn't get past your lips.
That would not get past.
Even if it was dipped in dark
chocolate.
That wouldn't
even get past an idea in the show.
Really?
You know how you won't stick tubes up?
But that's dangerous. This isn't dangerous. If it was covered in like dark chocolate.
No. I don't want to eat them. I know they're better for the environment. I know they're more sustainable. I know that's the route that we need to be going in. I don't want to eat them.
You're more squeamish than I thought you were.
I am really squeamish.
I didn't really know this about
you. Don't like spiders. Can't go near spiders.
I don't give a shit about spiders.
I cannot go near. Like One of my biggest fears is that Adam will be travelling and there'll be a spider in the house. Mm. And what will I do?
I'll tell you what you'll do. Just phone me and I'll come and deal with it.
Thank
I have
you.
No problem with that.
Thank you.
So remove that fear from your life. Because I couldn't care less about a spider.
Because I do worry about it. And then this happened a couple of months ago. It actually happened.
Yeah.
My fear was realised.
Yeah.
And Daisy basically had to just, she just had to, for want of a better phrase, man up and do it.
Yeah.
So she did. And then I was just like in awe of her. And I mean, she was so, it was so awful. And the fact that I let her down and I didn't, and I, you know, and I didn't parent in that moment. I just couldn't.
I'm like that about mice and rats, especially rats.
But we're not eating mice and
no,
rats.
No, and I couldn't eat a rat. And I'm definitely, I get that. Rats are my thing. A rat in the house, that for me is like, no, there's no way could I possibly deal with that.
I just, it makes me very, very uncomfortable. I can't do this. I can't deal with it. So having to eat it, it's not that it tasted bad.
No, it didn't.
It didn't. It didn't taste as nice as my normal porridge, but that's because I just don't eat it. The packaging was all very nice. I'm sure it's all, I'm sure this is an amazing product. I don't doubt what these women have done. I can't.
Okay. So you did it in the porridge and in the shake.
And then I was done.
Then you were just done.
I'm done.
Okay. All right.
Fine. Come on. How was your week?
I'll play it for you.
Zach, my 16-year-old, has been doing this week with me. In fact, he's had, I'd say, twice as many of these protein powder shakes as I've had. I did ask him to make voice memos for the clubbers, but he refused. In fact, his comment was, "You don't get any free promo out of me." I mean, I don't know what that means. He's not a celebrity. He's just a 16-year-old boy, but that was his response. So to conclude for him, what he said was, "You can tell the listeners that I'm trying to bulk up and put on weight. And protein is really, really good for that. So I had the shakes when I get home from the gym and it tastes really good. And I don't mind that it's got insects in it." So there you go. There's the summary. I'm sorry it's not from the horse's mouth, but, you know, no free promo from Zach.
You cheated.
No, I didn't. I did it too. We did it together.
Okay. The clubbers want to know how you got on with it.
I'll tell you.
So here we go. With the Ento Insect Protein Powder Day One. Such a nice looking box. Really beautifully designed. Looks like a really nice high-end product.
Yep.
Inside, it just looks like any old cocoa powder. Doesn't smell weird. Doesn't have a weird texture. I feel very comfortable about trying it. So let's give it a go.
It didn't make me fussed. Can't explain it. But it just didn't at all.
Well, good for you.
Then I tasted it.
So I've mixed it with banana, peanut butter, milk, and a couple of, like a tablespoon of porridge oats. My only worry that it was going to have a bit of back note of mealworm or a bitter aftertaste of insect.
It did have a bitter aftertaste.
Nothing to report. Just yummy.
Did have a bitter aftertaste.
No, I just found it yummy.
Okay, good for you.
The thing is, this is my problem with it. I don't want to bulk up. And I certainly don't want to put on weight. So I have no need for protein powder in my life.
No.
None.
That's not the only reason that you have protein powder.
I mean...
It's to make sure that you get enough protein in your diet, which is good for your muscles. It's good for muscle recovery. Mm-hmm. It's good for all of those things.
Okay. I'm not... I don't need like a protein recovery anything. If I'm absolutely ravenous, I will eat a protein bar in the car. But I don't think I would... go around like protein shakes, protein this, that and the other. It's not really my thing, which is why I was glad that Zach did the week along with me, because it really is his thing. And both my sons are mega into protein powder. Like you, it's a real thing for them, a scoop and a this and a shake and a whatever. So I wanted to see if this was going to weird him out, or if he'd be like, "Oh, I can't believe you and your embarrassing podcast and this is another crazy thing." He was utterly nonplussed. When it came in to the house in the beginning, he was like,
"Does he think our podcast is embarrassing?"
Of course, he thinks everything I do is embarrassing. But when it first came in the house,
does
he was like,
think
"Don't
I'm embarrassing."
Yeah,
he thinks I'm embarrassing.
Yeah, we're both embarrassing.
He's so nice when I see him. I didn't realize he thought I was embarrassing. I'll ask him about that when I next see him.
You
and then I'll be really embarrassing.
You won't get an honest answer. He was like, "Don't. If you make me a shake, don't put that in it." And then I did make him a shake, and I did put it in. Obviously, I didn't say anything. And then he drank it. I said, "How was your shake?" He went, "It was really nice. Did you put the insects in it?" I said, "Yeah." He went, "Oh, well, it was fine." And then once he'd had it without knowing he'd had it, it was fine. We've just given some to James. I didn't tell him there was insects.
And what if he went vegetarian at the weekend?
He That's just not very didn't. Nice.
You never know.
And? And he's throwing it at me. And
It tastes like shit.
Does it? Yeah. But maybe that's just my concoction.
Let me try it.
That might just be my...
Let me try it. Because I have the protein every day.
Okay, so try. But it might just be my mix that's disgusting rather than the powder. Do you know what I mean?
No, it's nice.
Oh, there you go.
I think if you drink this sort of thing, it's probably okay. But it is. It tastes like powder to me.
It does. Really? There's only a tablespoon.
Tastes quite synthetic.
Powder is my least favourite texture.
I know what you mean.
No,
like, understandable.
Yeah. Matcha, the reason it aggravates me is because once it gluttons and
but the matcha was so much whisking to dissolve that
protein
shit.
Protein powders and all of that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Huel is a great example.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Tastes great. Still tastes like powder.
Right. So it's the texture for you. But how do you feel about the insect factor? Does it bother you? No.
I mean, like, it's inevitable.
It's inevitable. I feel the same. It's inevitable. The world is collapsing around us. We're all going to end up eating this stuff.
It really is collapsing around us.
So this is kind of the way forward.
Okay.
Shall we summarise?
Yeah.
What worked for you?
It's very nice. Like you said, it's a high-end product. I think these girls have done a great job on this. But what didn't work is I just cannot get past the insects. I just it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
I think that's a fairly normal response to have.
Yeah.
Oh, we should talk about price point quickly. It's £29.50 for a 500-gram tube of it, I think's about average.
No, that's quite expensive.
Oh, is it? Because protein powder is expensive.
So my protein powder for a kilo is about £26.
For double the amount. Yeah. Okay.
It's quite expensive.
Mm.
But then... You know, a lot of these products are.
Mm.
Being sustainable don't come cheap, does it?
No, it don't.
What worked for you? You quite liked it.
I think it tasted yummy.
No, it all worked and I had no problem with
it. Oh, come on.
It's just one of the easiest
weeks
I've ever had in my
whole life. Unfair because you make me drink and eat shit that I hate all the time.
What do I make you eat that you
hate? Oh, the matcha, the juice cleanse, the kombucha. You know I hate drinking. It's my worst thing to do.
But it's kind of imperative to your well-being.
But every time we do a show on drinking, you're like, oh, it's so nice and I'm going to have it in every flavour and I'm going to have CBD instead of my gin and tonic. And I'm like, no, I'll just stick to the coffee and gin and tonic.
You liked the CBD.
I didn't mind those. But finally, there's a drink that I actually don't mind drinking and I think's all right. And you're like, but I think it's unusual that I like the product and you don't like the product.
I do not sound like that puppet from the Muppets. I just don't. And every time you do an impression of me, you go,
maybe you do sound like that.
I don't.
Okay. What do you sound like when you tell me off?
I think I sound exactly like I sound now, okay? Just a little bit louder.
I think that's very unfair to tell me off for liking a drink. It's good for me to drink.
I think I can do as I sodding well please.
Oh, she's got such PMT.
I have got PMT and you've made me eat insects this week.
I haven't made you. You could have not done the practice.
I could have.
And then I would have really been upset.
Yeah. And what would that say?
That would say you're not open to trying new wellness and self-care products.
And then what would that say?
That you don't love our podcast.
And what would that say? You know, we can go on and on. It wouldn't be good. It would be a road to nowhere.
Okay, so I'm just saying I thought it was fine. What didn't work for me, I'm not really into protein stuff. But if I was, I think this is fine.
Okay.
I don't really have much more to say
about it.
No. It's fine.
Is it coming in the club? No.
Why not?
Because I don't want it in the club.
Oh, I see. But all the shitty kombucha can go in the club, can it?
Matcha can come in.
Oh, right. Mushroom tea can come in. But the most sustainable thing that's going to save our planet.
You're absolutely right. Once they've had a workout. I'm sorry, there is so much cobwebs here.
There's many cobwebs in the studio today.
Once they've gone and had their workout, like they've gone and done bar.
The clubbers, you mean?
Yeah.
In the club. Yeah.
Then they can come downstairs and they can have a protein shake with the insect powder.
And maybe an option without insect powder. If they fancy, there could be two different protein shakes, one with insects, one without. I'd like to offer it as a sustainable source of protein.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine, so it's coming in the club.
It's coming club. You can stop drinking it now, okay? You can give your box to Zach. He'll be really happy to have it.
He can have it.
Great. He'll be delighted. I give you the mushroom tea, you give me the protein powder. It's a win-win situation.
This is why we're such a good partnership.
Yep.
Yep. You know.
Yeah.
Especially the impressions. Don't do that impression again. Me. Don't do that. You do it in every week.
Next week, we're talking about the best way to cook your dog.
That is not funny. That is not, you've already told me I can't cook my dog because she's not big enough.
No, I said you could, but she'd only be a snack.
Leave her alone. She's perfect. So mean. It's just so mean.
It is mean.
It is. It's mean and weird.
It's really mean and weird.
We're stopping this and we'll be back on Friday because we'll hear from you guys what you think about insect protein because I really can't wait to hear. We're also back on Wednesday with a snippet show. So don't forget to tune in for that and we'll be back on Friday also.
And happy Halloween.
Happy.